D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Thursday. That means 1 hour from now, War Now. Wayne Allen Root will join us, and we'll get his assessment of Governor Sisolak and his new coronavirus policies that have a lot of people upset, including the mayor of Las Vegas. Carolyn Goodman went before the city council yesterday and laid out the governor and this new policy. We'll talk about that as we go along. First, though, I want to check in with Michael Neese. He is the chair of the White Pine Republican Party and joins us in studio in our Ely studios. Good morning there, Michael. How are you doing? How are you coping?
Well, we're coping. We got a quiet little community, but you wouldn't think so the way they want to lock it down.
What do you think of the governor and his statement of a couple of nights ago?
Yes, I did sign that pull him out of office sheet. Can you hear me okay?
He's one of the people that signed the petition that's going around here, yeah.
Wow. What is it you object to, what the governor did? I know that the mayor of Las Vegas came out yesterday in front of the city council and God and everybody and said, this is wrong. It's going to devastate our community. Please pull back on these measures. What is it specifically you didn't like about what he did?
He's closed the whole county down. Not only this, but the mining and everything else is in jeopardy of having to close under these new rules and auspices of his thinking.
And am I right that you were supposed to have meetings, Republican meetings coming up? Those, I'm assuming, are canceled?
Yes, I had to cancel them due to the new rules. We'd have between 18 and 28 people in one room at a time, and no, it wouldn't work under this new ruling. And I don't like the way he did it, because here in White Pine County, we could have spread them out in a room and got 4 or 5 feet apart from everybody. We had the convention center all set up for it. We just had to close.
Wow. Is there a rescheduled date?
Not just yet. I don't know. The last 3 days, you know, is the president has recommended the gatherings of no more than 10 people. And he wants it to be stopped. But the Bristlecone Convention Center called and said that they're required to cancel all the events due to our governor. This canceled our Saturday convention. A few days ago before the cancellations, my wife, Jean, who is our secretary, sent out an email to include a ballot for election of new officers for re-election of incumbents. It also includes space for nominations. Everyone should hang on to them because we might use them shortly. She'll notify everyone of what's going on and the changes coming up. We're required by the Nevada Revised Statutes, or an NRS, to elect and re-elect officers every 2 years. And we need delegates to what we have as a state convention. And they're still trying to work around dates and a place for that. It's supposed to be in Clark County, I think. But anyway, this can be all volunteers are elected. Anybody 18 years old that's registered as a Republican is qualified. There's 18 delegates for us to attend the state convention. Unless we get notified otherwise, it'll be in mid-May. Is as close as we're trying to put a date now. Other arrangements are being considered, but you can check our emails for possibility of three locations as we go.
Again, Michael Neese joining us, the chair of the White Pine County Republican Party. Going back to what the governor said the other night, his statement and the new policy, we have seen some not so thinly veiled references to legal people and legal people stepping up. Is it possible that there could be a legal challenge to what the governor is trying to do if he doesn't let up soon?
It's being worked on right now. There's no hesitation to this whatsoever. Our governor has done nothing correctly for our state. He acts like he's downtown Los Angeles.
What kind of challenge are we talking about? Is there a petition out there? Exactly what's going on?
Well, we have a petition going out trying to bring him out of office. But some of the legal beagles that we've got in our communities are trying to go into the courts and stop some of this harassment that he's doing for our little community.
The governor says people are dying. He pounded the podium the other night and was very adamant about that. Do you not believe the seriousness that the governor is bringing to this, that this is no worse than the regular old-fashioned garden variety influenza? Do you believe in the seriousness of this?
Yes, I do, mainly because we don't know how to handle it just yet. I was listening to the president before I came down here, and they're trying everything in the world to stop it. But where we're getting it is in our older people and large groups. So White Pine County just doesn't have any of that. And Nevada, except for Clark County and Washoe, is wide open spaces. So no, I don't.
And
I
by
don't
the way,
go ahead.
And by the way, am I right that something like 14,000 cars drive through White Pine County and Ely on a regular basis?
Yeah, usually it's during the summertime. It's more than that, but if you average it out, you're right on numbers.
And a lot of those people stop.
Where else? We're right in the middle. We're actually White Pine County. Ely is in the middle, and our service stations and our restaurants and our little hotels and what have you here, what's counted on. We've got some great places to stop and eat and rest for people. That's what we count on.
Well, we are a statewide radio program, and as such, your message is going out to everybody across the state. If people want to reach out to you, Michael Neese, how do they do it? If there are folks in White Pine County that are registered Republicans and they're looking for the information they need, where can they go?
Well, actually, if you want to catch me on the mail, you got two of them. It's M-J Neese, K-N-E-E-S-E, at sbcglobal.net. Or my personal one is Pastor Mike, 11, at sbcglobal.net. Either one of them be heard.
Michael, Godspeed to you and your family and your constituents. This is a horrible, horrible time. I had a woman call me in tears today because she just says it's so unfair, and it is, what the governor is doing. Thank you so much for joining us, and I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you, sir, and God bless.
Michael Neese, the chair of the White Pine Republican Party. Stick around, more to do. We'll go to the president and the task force coming up. It's all live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Hey everybody, gather around. I'm here to give you anything you like. You want free college, energy, mortgages, whatever you like. You have come to the right place. Why? I'll tell you why. Who can take your money?
Who can take your money?
With a twinkle in their eye.
A twinkle in their eye.
Take it all away and give it to some other guy. The government.
The government.
The government can.
The government can. The government can do everything for you. And it looks like what they're talking about now is the possibility of $2,000 per person. $1,000 now and $1,000 in May. Adults will get, maybe kids too. Maybe kids too. Wyatt Cox, our executive producer, has interesting news for those who are having back problems. They need an adjustment from their chiropractor. What's going on?
Yeah,
man?
Ely Chiropractic Clinic in Ely is remaining open at this time, and also in Eureka, they are open as well. So concerns have you wondering and you need to get straightened out all this, 775-289-6800. 775-289. And I'm doing this without notes. You notice that?
Exactly. You did that right off the top of your head. And obviously, the name of the business again?
Ely Chiropractic Clinic.
Ely Chiropractic
Dr. Clinic. Jeffrey and Cade Willis. And they are a couple of really nice guys.
Good.
And a family practice, which we certainly enjoy. Family business.
I love that. I want to take you to our nation's capital, where just moments ago the president led off the White House Coronavirus Task Force news conference. This was the president just a few minutes ago.
It's going to be a very important conference, and I'll get to that toward the middle. But I have a few things to report, and I want to thank you all for being here. And I have to say, I think with social distancing that the media has been much nicer. I don't know what it is. All these in-between chairs. You probably shouldn't have anybody sitting behind you either. You know, should probably go back. But I love it. It's so much nicer. But I shouldn't say that because you'll get me now. Thank you all for being here. And we continue our relentless effort to defeat the Chinese virus. Before I begin, I want to start by announcing that today we are bringing home another American citizen. It was a big thing, very big. Omar Fakhouri is on his way back to the United States after being imprisoned in Lebanon since September of 2019. He's battling late-stage cancer. Mr. Fakhouri will now be able to receive the much-needed care and treatment in the United States. We've been working very hard to get him freed. And he's finally able to have his entire family at his side. So I'm very grateful to the Lebanese government. They worked with us, and we are very proud of his family. They stood by him so strongly, and they are thrilled. The United States has no higher priority than the safety and well-being of our citizens. We've gotten a tremendous number of hostages out, as you know. I think we're 42-0. And Robert O'Brien, as you know, was our chief negotiator for a large part of it. In fact, did so well that now we have him in a different position. So I want to thank and congratulate Robert and his team. And I want to let everyone know that recovering Americans held captive and imprisoned abroad continues to be a top priority for my administration. We have one young gentleman, Austin Tice. And we're working very hard with Syria to get him out. We hope the Syrian government will do that. We are counting on them to do that. We've written a letter just recently, but he's been there for a long time. And was captured long ago. Austin Tice, his mother's probably watching, and she's a great lady. And we're doing the best we can. So Syria, please work with us. And we would appreciate you letting them out. If you think about what we've done, we've gotten rid of the ISIS caliphate in Syria. We've done a lot for Syria. We have to see if they're going to do this. So it would be very much appreciated if they would let Austin Tice out immediately. As you know, my administration is working every day to protect American people and the American economy from the virus. Yesterday, I signed into law a critical support for American workers, families, and small businesses. It's a big thing. We're providing sick leave and family medical leave to those affected by the virus, and more help is on the way as we speak. Our entire team, headed by Secretary Mnuchin, is on the Hill. We're working with Democrats and Republicans, and there's a lot of goodwill going on. This was something that happened that was, some people would say, an act of God. I don't view it as an act of God. I would view it as something that just surprised the whole world. And if people would have known about it, it could have been stopped in place. It could have been stopped right where it came from, China. If we would have known about it, if they would have known about it. But now the whole world almost is inflicted with this horrible virus, and it's too bad. It's too bad because we never had an economy as good as the economy we had just a few weeks ago. But we'll be back, and I actually think we'll be back stronger than ever before because we learned a lot during this period of time. I also just invoked the Defense Production Act to help facilitate distribution of essential supplies if necessary. We're working with Congress to provide major additional relief to the workers, small businesses, and the hardest hit industries. We want to make sure that everybody is able to continue on so that when we recover, all of these companies and these great businesses, both very, very small and very, very large, they're not going to be broken up and you'd have to put them back together. That would take a long time because we really believe in, I believe in the V curve. I believe it's going to go, when this is defeated, this hidden scourge is defeated, I think we're going to go up very rapidly, our economy, and get back to where it was and beyond. Today, I want to share with you exciting progress that the FDA is making with the private sector as we slash red tape like nobody has ever done it before. Somebody was on yesterday on one of the networks and said that there's never been a president even close that's been able to do what I've done in slashing all of the red tape and everything to get very important things to the market, medical. So we slashed red tape to develop vaccines and therapies as fast as it can possibly be done, long before anybody else was even thinking about doing this. And as you know, earlier this week, we began the first clinical trial of a vaccine candidate for the virus, and that was launched in record time. It was just a few weeks.
That was the President of the United States. We'll go back to the President coming up in just a couple of minutes. We need to take a quick break. We'll do that in just a matter of minutes. Big show, Wayne Allen Root, top of the hour. What does he think? He has called for a Marshall Plan. Now, for those of you that are not old enough, we'll explain who Marshall was. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Let's taco about real food, real fast. Taco Time's Fish Taco is a mouth-watering blast. Real ocean cod tossed in a crunchy potato crust, cooked to golden perfection, wrapped in a home-style tortilla with shredded cheddar cheese, crispy crunchy cabbage, and sassy salsa fresca. We bring the awesome with our creamy lime and cilantro sauce. Now that's what I'm tacoing about. Try the Fish Taco at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the face of the coronavirus outbreak and the government's response to it, Uncle Sam wants you to accept a couple of $1,000 checks. Well, at least that's what the Trump administration's envisioning with a huge stimulus package it's trying to sell lawmakers on. The Washington Post says it would send working Americans a $1,000 check in early April and a second $1,000 check in early May. Many lawmakers support the bill, but Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he'd do it differently.
I'm not looking to send people a government check. I'm looking to keep their paychecks coming.
Wall Street still reeling from the virus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 700 points at times in early trading. The pandemic making the nation's unemployment lines longer. The Labor Department reports around 281,000 Americans filed first-time claims last week, 70,000 more than the week before. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Two NASCAR families grow by one. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is MRN's Jason Toy, and your race day is about to get more exciting. Finish Line, the preeminent free-to-play NASCAR game, is live and free to download for Apple and Android devices. Completely free-to-play. Finish Line gives you a chance to win or share our $50,000 weekly jackpot, and it's free-to-play. NASCAR season is revving up, so get the app and make your picks. Download the Finish Line app today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Each race is a new chance to win $50,000. Will you be next?
While the engines will remain silent for another 6 weeks, there's still plenty happening away from the racetrack, especially for two personalities at the sport's highest level. Go Fast Racing driver Corey LaJoie became a dad recently as he and wife Kelly welcomed a baby boy. Both mom and Levi Ronnie are doing well. Hear more from LaJoie on his weekly show, Sunday Money, on MRN.com. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. recently learned the news that he'll become a father for the second time. Announced by his wife, Amy, and one-year-old daughter, Isla Rose, during a video posted to Amy's Instagram account. No word yet on a due date. For all the off-track news, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Bill Clinton. Nice guy. Got a lot of problems coming up, in my opinion, with the famous island with Jeffrey Epstein. A lot of problems.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out yourself. You can do it on your smartphone right now. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. I want to go back to the president. He has got some interesting news and some good news, I might add. We need as much good news as we can get. This from the FDA. Here we go.
So long ago. As we race to develop a vaccine, we're also pursuing antiviral therapies, and that's what really we're going to be talking to you about today. That's the purpose of being up here today. And to me, that's even more important. The vaccine, by its nature, you have to have long tests because you have to make sure what goes into somebody's body is not going to do destruction, do bad things. So you need long tests. And they're doing great with the vaccines, but it's still a long process. But the therapies are something we can move on much faster, potentially. And the treatments that will be able to reduce the severity or duration of the symptoms, make people better. Essentially, we're looking at things to make people better, or at the very earliest stages, they wouldn't even know they had it. And that's where I believe it's going to work even the best. The FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, who's with us, he's fantastic. And he has been working 24 hours a day. He's been, he's worked like probably as hard or harder than anybody in this, in the group, other than maybe Mike Pence or me. And what the FDA is doing is incredible. They've done things in times that were not even thinkable. And I've directed the FDA to eliminate outdated rules and bureaucracy so this work can proceed rapidly, quickly, and I mean fast. And we have to remove every barrier. There were a lot of barriers that were unnecessary. And they've done that to get the rapid deployment of safe, effective treatments. And we think we have some good answers. We'll find out very, very soon. Clinical trials are already underway for many new therapies, and we're working on scaling these to allow many more Americans to access different drugs that have shown really good promise. We've had some really good promise. We will do so in a way that lets us continue to collect good data to know which medicines are safe and which medicines are working the best. We have a couple that we're in really good shape on, and that's for immediate delivery. Immediate, like as fast as we can get it. The FDA has also approved compassionate use for a significant number of patients. You know what that means. We're also reviewing drugs that are approved abroad or drugs approved here for other uses. And, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of that I got was right to try. That's where somebody who's ill, somebody who's very sick, terminally ill usually, in past administrations, we signed this a year and a half ago, you wouldn't be able to even think about getting any of the drugs that may be showing great promise now. And they've been trying for many decades to get this approved. And it sounds simple, but it's not, because there's liability involved and lots of other things. And I was able to get it approved working with Congress, right to try. This is beyond right to try. What we're talking about today is beyond right to try. Right to try has been, by the way, a tremendous success. People are living now that had no chance of living, where we take treatments that would, things that, that would have to go through years of a process. And if somebody was terminally ill, and I would say, why wouldn't they be able to try this? They'd go to Asia, they'd go to Europe, they'd go all over the world to try and find something. Or some people, if they had no money, would go home to die. They'd go home to die. They had no hope. Right to try has been an incredible success. But this is beyond right to try. If treatments known to be safe in Europe, Japan, or other nations are effective against the virus, we'll use that information to protect the health and safety of American people. Nothing will stand in our way as we pursue any avenue to find what best works against this horrible virus. Now, a drug called chloroquine, and some people would add to it hydroxychloroquine. So chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. Now, this is a common malaria drug. It's also a drug used for strong arthritis. Somebody has pretty serious arthritis. Also uses this in a somewhat different form. But It is known as a malaria drug, and it's been around for a long time, and it's very powerful. But the nice part is it's been around for a long time. So we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody. When you go with a brand new drug, you don't know that that's going to happen. You have to see and you have to go long test. But this has been used in different forms, very powerful drug in different forms. And it's shown very encouraging, very, very encouraging early results. And we're going to be able to make that drug available almost immediately. And that's where the FDA has been so great. They've gone through the approval process. It's been approved. And they did it. They took it down from many, many months to immediate. So we're going to be able to make that drug available by prescription or states. I spoke with Governor Cuomo about it at great length last night. And he wants to be right on the, he wants to be first on the line. And so I think that's a tremendous, there's tremendous promise based on the results and other tests. There's tremendous promise. And normally the FDA would take a long time to approve something like that. And it's it was approved very, very quickly. And it's now approved by prescription. Individual states will handle it. They can handle it. Doctors will handle it. And I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be great. Then we're quickly studying this drug. And while we're continuing to study it, but the studying is going to be also done in as it's given out to large groups of people, perhaps in New York and other places. We'll study it there. There are promising therapies produced by Gilead. And that's remdesivir. And that's a drug used for other purposes that's been out and said very good results for other purposes. But it seems to have a very good result having to do with this virus. And that drug also has been approved or very close to approved in that case by the FDA. And I can't tell you how much we appreciate what the FDA, these people are incredible patriots. And the job that Stephen Hahn is doing, Dr. Hahn, is one of the most respected doctors in the country, by the way, where we took him. I said, you sure you want to do this? Now, we didn't know that this was going to be in the playlist, what happened here. But he really has stepped up to the plate, wherever you are. Where is he? You really have. I shake his hand, but I'm not supposed to do that. Get in a lot of trouble if I did that. But he's been fantastic, and I thank you, Doctor. He's going to speak right after I'm finished. So Regeneron, again, is a company that's done fantastically well, as I understand, with Ebola and some other things. Great company. And they're looking at some very promising events also. So you have remdesivir, and you have chloroquine, and hydroxychloroquine. So those are two that are out now, essentially approved for prescribed use. And I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it could be a game changer, and maybe not. And maybe not. But I think it could be, based on what I see, it could be a game changer. Very powerful. They're very powerful. So I want every American to know that we're doing everything we can. And these actions are important next steps. I mean, for the FDA to act the way they acted with this kind of speed is an incredible thing. Normally they'd say, well, we can have it by next year, or we can have it by in 2 years from now. You understand, this is the way. Normally it's like years and years and years. They had it immediately, based on the fact that it's been used for other things, totally unrelated things.
There you have it, the President of the United States just about an hour ago at the White House. We got to take a break. When we come back, somebody that actually underwent a quarantine, a self-quarantine, what was it like? He's a sitting member of the United States Senate. He's Ted Cruz. You'll hear from him coming up next. Live and local now.
where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear what the Vegas Golden Knights just did? Not just the Vegas Golden Knights, but one of their players as well. Wyatt Cox has the story from our Ely Bureau. This is incredible.
Well, Knights owner Bill Foley has announced organization-wide efforts to assist part-time game day employees and arena hourly on-call staff who are scheduled to work the remaining Golden Knights home games at T-Mobile Arena. They have pledged a minimum of $500,000 to assist those people. And leading player contributions, Marc-Andre Fleury will donate $100,000.
I think that's absolutely incredible.
Great news. And let's see if that other sports team in that big stadium will do anything like that.
Yeah, like the Raiders. Well, supposedly every NFL team is going to give $1 million. I mean, we've been hearing that. I don't know if that's official as yet, but that each NFL team will end up giving something like $1 million. That would be absolutely incredible as well. I promised you that I would let you hear Ted Cruz. I will try and do that later in the show, but I want to get to Carolyn Goodman. This is incredible stuff. This is amazing stuff. Carolyn Goodman is the mayor of Las Vegas and called out the governor yesterday. She went and spoke to the entire city council in public. This is cut one. This is what she said.
Now, according to the CDC, the coronavirus, COVID-19, like other viruses before it, tends to have an incubation period ranging from 2 to 14 days. It, like other viruses, oftentimes targets those with compromised health issues, and of course, far too often, the elderly. COVID-19 is most contagious beginning a day before symptoms show up. A day before is when you are at the highest moment, and remains transmissible until about 8 days thereafter. Thus, the call for self-isolation before and during the onset and until the contagious period is concluded is beyond prudent. And we can do this. We can and we must do this. The governor has mandated and encouraged self-isolation when appropriate, distance separation, one from the other, at all times. And before last night's mandate, cutting business occupancy to 50% to help control the spread of the virus. Of course, we have and should have always followed the standards and general practices of sustainable good health for all. We are adhering to those demands and do so in trust and in good faith. But we will always be cognizant that the government of this country and in every state is of the people, by the people, and for the people. So as we are permitted, the city of Las Vegas will seek ways for people and businesses to control their own lives, for people to control their own lives, make their own choices, create and follow their own destinies, and live being assured they have the right to do so in dignity, earning a living, providing for their families, and even helping others to enjoy those same rights and dignities as they can. And even as we struggle to survive even this virus. So I ask, please, Governor, we need to be able to live our lives, support our families, and yes, keep Nevada strong, but together. But we can't do that if we are continuously housebound, unable to work for such a lengthy time period.
There you have it. The mayor of Las Vegas directly at odds with the governor. This is getting a little scary when you have these intramural battles. And by the way, Mayor Carolyn Goodman is no shrinking violet when it comes to standing up to folks. She was the one that wanted to build a soccer stadium by Symphony Park. Yeah. and got in some trouble for it. Anyway, but that's the mayor. And it's interesting. She also had with her the lead attorney for the city of Las Vegas. And I found it interesting and a not so thinly veiled threat of the possibility of legal action. She did not say it, neither did he. But the fact that she brought with her the lead attorney for the city of Las Vegas tells me that maybe there is something in the works. And again, we were talking earlier in the hour with Michael Neese, the chair of the White Pine Republican Party. He said there are legal efforts underway to get the governor to relent, to let him ease up on these draconian measures. Does that mean we're going to have a full-blown lawsuit? And I don't know. I don't know how you do that when the courts aren't in session. Somebody tell me how you do that. I don't know. Maybe we need to get, we need to get some of my friends in the legal community to tell me, what do you do in the case like this? Craig Mueller was on just the other day. But he's on his boat in Florida at this hour. So somebody tell me how you do that. If you did want to legally enjoin the governor from implementing these draconian measures, closing down our casinos, closing down our restaurants, closing down the strip, somebody explain to me how you get to a judge that could file anything in this kind of setting. Coming up, Wayne Allyn Root. He is going to be car-bound today, so we'll catch him on his car phone. Yeah, that'll be coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, Matt Bellis, Liberty HealthShare, are they working? Yeah, you know, a great thing that I think is great, while everybody is kind of hunkering down a little bit, wouldn't it be a good time to save money on your health insurance and that of your family? You can do that, you know. Matt Bellis will join us a little bit later on from Liberty HealthShare. And my buddy Jim Yoder, what's going on in the Coachella Valley? Palm Springs, Indian Wells, Palm Desert. Jim Yoder will join us in, but just after 11 o'clock. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.